It is a sad day here at NPR. Carl Castle has died at the age of 84. He was an NPR newscaster for more than 30 years and a judge and official scorekeeper for the NPR program Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He died of complications from Alzheimer's disease in Potomac, Maryland. NPR's Netta Ulubi has our remembrance.
Even as a child, Carl Castle liked to play newscaster.
I sometimes would hide behind the radio and pretend that I was on the air.
That's Castle in 2009, remembering his boyhood in Goldsboro, North Carolina. He said he also used to play with his grandmother's wind-up Victrola and her collection of records.
I would sit there sometimes and play those records, and I'd put in commercials between them, and I would do a newscast just like the guy on the radio did.
Castle became a real guy on the radio when he was only 16 years old.
The magic hour of midnight fast approaches, and the shadows of the night lengthen and close in.
Carl Castle, DJing a late-night music show on his local station around 1950.
Our starlight symphony fades and slowly dies away.
At the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Castle was, unsurprisingly, one of the very first students to work at its brand new station, WUNC. After graduation, he served in the military, but a job was waiting for him back home at his old station in Goldsboro.
It's the Carl Castle Show.
With tops and tunes and Goldsboro radio.
It's funny to think of Carl Castle as a music guy, but he was. He moved to Northern Virginia to spin records, but a friend convinced him to take a job at an all-news station.
And I kind of left the records behind. And it came at a time when so much was happening. We had the Vietnam War, the demonstrations downtown in Washington, the Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy assassinations. It was a great learning period, even though there were some bad times in there.
In 1975, Castle joined NPR as a part-time employee. 4 years later, he announced the news for the first broadcast of a new show, Morning Edition.
Good morning. I'm Carl Castle. Two men have pleaded innocent to murdering Earl Mountbatten of Burma, a cousin of Britain's Queen Elizabeth.
When one of the most recognized voices of NPR stepped down 3 decades later, the show Talk of the Nation dedicated a full hour to his career. Morning Edition's former host, Bob Edwards, remembered relying on Castle during, for example, 9/11.
Details are sketchy, but it appears that a plane has crashed into the upper floors of the World Trade Center in New York City.
That morning and 1,000 others. Awful things happened in the morning.
Edward said, sure, he was the morning host, but Carl Castle was, in every way, its anchor.
7 newscasts every morning, what, 9 minutes long?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody in this business does that. That is incredible.
Then, the surprise second act.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle.
After years of being super serious, Castle got a chance to let down his hair.
That was the radio version of a famous painting.
Host Peter Sagal says no one could have guessed that Carl Castle would be so funny.
The greatest thing about Carl was anything we came up with, he was game for. When we were in Las Vegas, we had him come on stage wearing a showgirl's headdress. No matter what we asked him to do, no matter how many silly voices or weird stunts, we had him jump out of a cake once to make his entrance on stage. He did it with such joy, but such dignity.
Carl Castle delivered both when he got one of the highest honors in popular culture, a cameo on The Simpsons.
It's so much fun to finally have a friend who likes the NPR show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me as much as I do.
So, Carl Castle, how did the House Minority Whip do on our news quiz?
Well, Peter, he got 2 out of 3 right. So he wins me recording his outgoing message.
Oh, that's okay, really. No. Please don't.
It's not optional.
Castle recorded people's outgoing messages on their answering machines because at the beginning, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me did not have the budget for real prizes. Eventually, he recorded more than 2,000 of them.
This is Carl Castle of National Public Radio News. Reliable sources report that both Mike and Carla are not available to answer the phone right now.
Many of those messages are archived on the Wait, Wait website.
We have verified that they do not need siding, windows, or a hot tub. And their carpets are clean.
One of the great backstage stories about Carl Castle involves his interest in magic tricks. In 2009, he told NPR's Renee Montaigne about a company holiday party where he sawed Nina Totenberg in half.
We laid her out on the table, took out that saw, and right through her middle section.
Whoa.
And she said, it tickled. And, and she got up and walked away in one piece.
Carl Castle was magic. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.